This is just another way of getting a panoramic view of Dreamland, Margaret's vast amusement park.
Margaret wakes up and starts his day as we all like to do, slowly. The deck chairs are put out in the grounds of the Suecia Hotel, along the Prom and down on the foreshore. In the next 12 hours, they'll be sagging with the weight of some 35,000 holiday-making Britons, taking a load off their feet.
This is definitely the place for thrills, so it's no wonder she's taking that quiet ride on an old-fashioned merry-go-round just for a change.
From London and Southend, the day trippers are very much the new arrivals by the time they come. Raw recruits to the army of fun.
Give her a tip for yourself, then!
There you have it, Dreamland. Over 20 acres of fun and laughter with every thrill you can think of, as well as quite a few you couldn't even begin to imagine.
Thank goodness for the M2 motorway. We can't wait to get to Margaret. Well, this is how some people go. But perhaps you'd rather travel some other way by fast electric train or by sea from London Bridge.
Millions were able to feel they hadn't a care in the world.
Anyone who dares to go on this sort of thing has my respect and good wishes.
are you living? For you are a long time dead.
Keynote of Dreamland's battle against gravity and that one too many ice cream. It's an up and down crazy land of hectic entertainment where the only passport you need are courage, a good stomach, and high, really high spirits.
Thank you.
back to Dreamland after dark. It's really beautiful, isn't it? Sunset puts an end to the day on the beach. But at Margit, life's only just beginning. Let's go and sample some of its nightlife. Just which of these beautiful girls is going to walk away with the Miss Margit title and hundreds of pounds in prize money?
Dolls have been entertaining the kiddies on the sands, like his great-grandfather did 150 years ago.